Riverside Theatres is proud to announce the full program for its 10th annual Children's Festival, which will be delivered digitally this year, bringing the best of children's entertainment from across the nation and the world straight to your living room. The Spot Online Children's Festival streams from Friday the 17th of September to Sunday to the 3rd of October 2021, so you've still got plenty of time to check it out. This year's packed program features a fantastic lineup of entertainment ranging across from music, puppetry, circus and clowning, with live participatory workshops on music making, shadow puppetry and circus skills, as well as a lot of interactive watch parties where families can actually join the artists via a live chat for a special Q&A. And here to talk more about Spot On and her show, The Clown Is Sad, is Ali Gordon, co-founder of Drop Bear Theatre. Ali, have I got you on the line?
Yes, you do, Beth.
Awesome. So I thought we'd just start from the top, why don't we? Yeah. So could you just give us a little bit of an overview of what Spot On is? I know it's been around for about 10 years now, which is an amazing feat from Riverside Theatres. Could you just give us a bit of an insight as to what it is?
Yeah, well, they pull together the best of Australian children's theatre and performance and arts events, and they package them up into a whole week of, well, 2 weeks really, because it's digital now, where families can come and join a whole range of different experiences.
Amazing. And as we were saying before, it's especially now, given the fact that obviously we're all in lockdown, this would probably be the best time for, if people have been apprehensive in the past, to go and check it out. This is online this year, and it's definitely something fun for you to be able to do with your kids.
Yeah, it's been so great because kids, you get to do it in your lounge room. I did it this morning with my son. I went to see the Spike the Echidna show myself, and it's so nice. He's sitting there on my lap, you know, just enjoying himself and having a massive laugh.
That's amazing.
He laughed more than he ever laughed at the television. There's something about it. It's just a little bit different, I think, and the kids know it.
That's great.
Yeah,
and I think that given that obviously with us being in lockdown and everything, it's probably the prime time that we can spend these special moments together, make light of what the situation is, and, you know, bond with your family. So you yourself, you're a part of the festival. Could you tell us a bit more about your show, The Clown Is Sad?
Well, my show happened on Tuesday, so that's done.
Oh, it's gone. Oh, my apologies. I had the wrong information. But what was it about?
It's a lovely show. It's what I really loved about it is that audiences can join from all over Australia. So grandparents who are in Melbourne can watch the same show as their grandkids do over here in Sydney.
That's beautiful.
And then they've actually got something to talk about, like, because I know that it's really hard, I think, for people to connect with the young people in their lives when they're separate like this. They don't have shared memories. So you can log in, and lots of the shows are still on demand. My show isn't on demand. It was just a live experience. But Justine Clark's still on demand. Spike the Echidna's still on demand. Mountain Goat Mountain's a lovely one as well. Lots of them are still up, and you can log in together and watch it.
Amazing.
And actually have something to talk about afterwards.
And you actually are the you're the co-founder. Sorry, I couldn't.
Yes.
My brain is not working. I think literally technical difficulties, brain difficulties. It's a day. So you're the co-founder of Drop Bear Theatre, that's an amazing, amazing thing that you have accomplished. It's about connecting children with their adults, which is something that you've just spoken about.
Yeah.
How important is theatre and the arts in achieving a greater bond between families? And also, could you just tell us a bit about your theatre productions?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I think theatre does really well is connects people. Getting the opportunity to sit down and have a really relaxed and comfortable and joyful experience together, because so much of life is just pushing through and organising and getting kids to do things that are uncomfortable, or, you know, there's so much pressure on us. And I think to actually step back and have an experience together, it can change a relationship.
Definitely.
You know, it can create a space in a relationship that's got laughter and play and freedom. So, I mean, that's really what it's all about for me, and really trying to find that levity and trying to find that place where true connection can happen. And I think artists, you know, artists that I like working with are the artists who really serious about what we're doing, serious about fun, you know.
And I think that the world needs that. We've always needed it, but now more than ever, definitely, it is such a necessity. And I really admire what you guys are trying to do and accomplish. Where could we find some more projects from your theatre, Drop Bear Theatre, in the future?
I'm performing next week online.
Amazing.
At Bunjil Place. That's in Melbourne. So they're selling the tickets, but the show... Bunjil Place is a big theatre in suburban Melbourne, B-U-N-J-I-L it's spelt. Mm-hmm. But they, I'm doing my show there next week, 3 days, for 3 days in the holidays. It's called The Lighthouse Keeper's Lunch, and it's a stage adaptation or a digital adaptation of the picture book that was around when I was a kid, actually.
So I've heard of it. I definitely heard of it.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful show, and this one's got all animated backgrounds, so it's all done in green screen, so it really feels like you're stepping into the book.
Amazing.
it's really beautiful,
Sounds like it's going to be magical. I might even give it a go. I need
you
fun.
You really should. I know. I have friends who come who don't have kids who are just like, oh, thank you.
My youngest brother is 10 now, and I doubt he'd be, he likes to think that he's a bit grown up now.
He's a bit too cool.
A bit too cool. But you know what? I reckon if I roped him into it, he'd be totally down. thank you.
We did have... That's all right. It's been amazing, but I think that... Oh, sorry, my phone's just doing something weird.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's been amazing, and I think just that space is so important, and like time for connection and play. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. With everything that's happened today, I thank you so much for sticking with us and talking to us about this amazing thing, this amazing a philosophy that you have and you wanting to share with everybody. So I really appreciate you coming on, but we've run out of time now, but I really appreciate it.
No worries.
Thank you so much, Ali. Thank you.
No worries.
Talk to you later.
See you
later. Bye.